Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Wrestle Culture. And the Rumble is royal. Main event of Mania. Chuck him over the top rope. And both feet hit the floor. 27 is lucky. That's just number 30. But baby, watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Because here comes Rousey. I'm Adam Wilbold from What Culture, John Matty Murray.
Do you remember when they won there?
Thousands of subscribers.
Do you remember when they won Eurovision? Anyway.
That was Lord. Just in case you're unaware. I'm Adam Wilbold, joined by Phil James and Adam and what's your name? Andy Murray.
Gavin.
From What
like,
Culture.
I'm Tony Bourne. This is the news.
To discuss all the goings on in wrestling this week. And look ahead.
You'd make
to
a good
the...
Gavin.
Hi. Wouldn't that?
Gavin Watts.
Gavin Murray.
Gavin Murray.
Gavin Watts.
I told you this week, I was very nearly Ted Wilbourne. Hey, it's Teddy Wilbourne.
You could so pull
T-dubs. Teddy Wilbourne. Such a bad Gavin head. Watts on the news.
Anyway,
I like the name you would have been hired by What Culture, though, so.
No, good, very good point. No. What's your name? Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah, Teddy Woods. Who's Teddy Woods? What are we on about?
I think he's brother, your golf lad's brother.
Eh?
Teddy Woods and
Colin
Tiger
Colin Montgomery.
Woods.
Oh.
Teddy and Tiger Woods.
Teddy and Tiger. One of them's a cat and one of them's a bear. Perfect.
And they're both great at golf.
Ricicles.
Can you tell this is the last podcast we do every week? I feel like there might be some clues.
Is this
anyway,
a wrestling show?
Yeah, we're here to talk about the goings on in wrestling this week and look ahead to the Royal Rumble this weekend. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts where we review Raw, SmackDown, NXT 2.0, AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a round of the week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. As I said, though, joined by Andy and Phil. And Phil, we will be doing the live stream for it tomorrow night. It's a Saturday pay-per-view. How are you feeling about the Rumble?
I bloody love the Rumble.
Yes!
It's the best show of the year, every year. It doesn't matter if it's a good one, bad one. It's just always exciting. And you do the little raffle, and it's just really good fun. And it's, yeah, I just love it. And I don't care. Like, I don't even need to know the card or anything. I would be fully bought in just because it's a Rumble. It's great.
It is one of those things, isn't it? Like, you know, I think this, the start of the year... WWE, aside from, you know, business practices, has actually gone pretty well. Like, Raw's streets ahead of where it was last year.
SmackDown isn't.
Can't have everything. But even if it was completely in the toilet, it does just feel like, well, anything can change at the Rumble. It's almost like, rather than it being a fresh start at a new year, it's like, this is the ultimate reset, isn't it? Like, we're going to get into talking about, like, Big E winning the Rumble, and although he lost to Seth Rollins clean on Raw a couple of weeks ago, you're like, well, they know that we think that they'll think, ah, well, no one will remember that because he's won the Rumble now. It's the great reset, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Like, in the build-up to the Rumble, WWE could honestly serve me, like, 5 hours of weekly content of Vince McMahon pissing into a bucket throughout January, and I'd still be excited about the Rumble because it's a unique match on WWE's calendar. It's one they haven't burned out yet. It's the one gimmick pay-per-view that I don't think ever loses its charm. Every single year I look forward to it. it's the old cliche. People say this about pizza. The people who say this are wrong about pizza, because there is such a thing as bad pizza, believe me. You put Doritos on it. Phil knows. Phil knows. But there's no such thing as a bad Royal Rumble. I stand by that. Even the bad ones are fun. Like the greatest Royal Rumble, Hiroki Sumi was there. They tried to get the Ultimate Warrior, even though he's dead.
Patterson Hill fell over.
Yeah, there you go. Like Hornswoggle showed up. I don't know, it was weird. TV is whatever. Raw is definitely better this year than it was last year. It's a low bar, admittedly. SmackDown has been bad
and
this
yet,
year.
Look at those ratings, my word.
I know. People are tuning in for the big dog and his large canine friends. But yeah, I always look forward to the Rumble. It's good.
As alluded to in that excellent song that started things off, do you think Ronda Rousey's returning?
Yeah.
I mean, I know we've reported on it almost every day this week.
That's the thing. That's the thing about this year's Rumble is there have been so many reports on potential surprises or people in St. Louis or whatever that none of them are going to be surprises anymore. So if you've kind of zoned out of the news this week... First of all, screw you for not watching our videos. But first of all, secondly, you've done a good job because there have been so many names linked. But the volume of reports on Ronda Rousey and the number of different outlets providing additional details, be it Sean Ross Sapp, be it Dave Meltzer, piling on top of each other. It just seems like there's too much smoke for there to not be a fire.
We did a sort of extended Royal Rumble preview, myself and Hamflet, yesterday, which you can get wherever you get your podcast from. And the interesting debate we had, because I just thought, oh yeah, Ronda's back, number 30, perfect. You know, I'd have the Women's Rumble second, the end of the show, main event, for that exact reason, and the fact that they've got far more potential winners in there as well, and just, you know, surprises, et cetera, et cetera. But the debate we had was he was saying maybe she could do what she did a few years back, where she comes out post-Rumble and just does the old... multiple points at the WrestleMania sign. How do you feel about
that? I think she needs to be in the Rumble if we're going to do anything with it. We can't just kind of repeat what she did last time and go, oh, look, it's back again. But, like, no matter, like, what, as with Ronda as a winner of the Rumble or something like that, it'll make a massive impact. She'll be back. It'll be insane to see her back. And then just the sort of options that she'd have for a Mania match, it almost doesn't matter who you put it against. Yeah. Like, you've got two incredibly good options there.
I'd take Ronda Rousey versus Ludap.
And it's like it's a much needed kind of shot in the arm to the women's division at the minute because it needs something to shake it up a little bit. And she would be absolutely that. But I do have a bit of insider information about the Ronda Rousey thing because I do keep up with Ronda Rousey. I follow her YouTube channel.
Do you? And
I don't think she's going to have time to appear at the Royal Rumble, quite honestly, because she is busy building a caterpillar sanctuary. And I think that takes up quite a lot of your time. So, inside a scoop, I don't think she's going to be there. Sorry, guys.
Got to film my news video now. God damn it. God damn it, Phil.
Because she gave birth ages ago, didn't she, Andy? It's like, what, 3 months ago?
Oh, yeah. It was a whole quarter of a year. Wow, that's enough time. I guess.
Those takes from blokes. Oh, come on. Becky Lynch gave birth in December. It's easily
It's
timed.
Out now. It's fine.
Yeah. What are you talking about? She's not carrying extra weight from the... you're not carrying a boy, baby around in there. It's... Yeah, people get... They jump the gun with stuff like this, don't they? But, like, if someone's going to be ready within 3 or 4 months, it's going to be a super athlete like Ronda Rousey, isn't it? So, yeah, only she knows for sure. But, like, they flew someone out to California last week to talk to her. The latest reporting on the matter was, I think it was Mike Johnson who said the ball's in her court. So if she wants to do it, it's clearly right there. I've always interpreted her, like, calling the fans effing idiots and various other things in interviews and on videos and stuff. I've always interpreted that as her building heat for a comeback.
Yeah.
I will say that there's two sources of great appeal for this specific return. Number one is obviously Ronda Rousey comes in, wins, is awesome. Everyone loves it. Feels great, feels good. Becky Lynch or Charlotte or whoever, we're going to have an awesome match. Number two is that I do think there is a slim chance that this could be a Royal Rumble 2014 style disaster. If it gets down to, say, Ronda Rousey and someone the fans really want to win, like Bianca Belair, and Ronda Rousey dumps her out. Like, I don't think it's going to happen, but it might.
Yeah.
Whereby WWE book this thing, thinking it's going to be this big triumphant whatever, and they just put the wrong person in last. And it's like everyone's rooting for Bianca. She goes out, and it's like, oh. That could be fun to watch. I like chaos. I like watching things catch on fire. I obviously want it to go well, but if it's a disaster, that would be cool as well.
There is a simple solution to this, of course. It's staring us straight in the face. Although doing this kind of bollocks up my other booking of WrestleMania and the other title. But you do the old classic old Roman Reigns booking. Right, well, who do you want to win? This guy. Is he going to get cheered? Don't know. Will he get cheered if he chucks Roman out? Definitely. Do that with Charlotte Flair. Because that's the person everyone fears. She cannot win. I said this before when someone asked us about, it was Jonathan Rivera said it was going to bring back Broken Wilborn. And I said, if Charlotte Flair wins the Rumble.
That'd be really funny though, wouldn't it? If Charlotte won. Like, imagine if she put
out... chucks that Ronda as well.
Yeah. Imagine if it's like, remember that year when Kane and Big Show, like all your faves were in the match and Kane and Big Show with no effort whatsoever just joylessly bundled them out. Imagine if Chaz Flair does that to Bianca Belair, to Rhea Ripley, to a returning Bayley, to a returning Asuka, to Ronda. That would be funny. I might come back to Twitter for that.
If it's not Ronda or Bianca Belair, because you got to say, I think it's those two people basically... Who would you like to see, or who do you think it might be, Phil?
Still gonna constantly and forever keep my little fingers crossed for Bayley.
Yes,
she's just got to. Like, she deserves the world at this point. Like stuff she's been through. Like, she was an absolute star in the sort of silent era. Like, the best thing on TV throughout all of that. And then to get like that moment at WrestleMania, and then the injury and things, and it like. She deserves like a really good, amazing spot at WrestleMania, and like a return at the Rumble, and then a win, and then a big match at Mania, like in one of the main events of the night or something, would be absolutely that. So I'm gonna forever keep my fingers crossed for Bayley, even though chances probably quite slim.
Over on the men's side of things, is it as straightforward as whoever loses their title comes into the Rumble and wins it for you, or should I still be holding out hope, as I am, Phil, Big E might win it?
Always hold out hope, but you know what that's done to WWE fans in the past. It doesn't often work out very well. I think the smart money would probably go on someone who lose the title, bit screwy finish or something like that, and then they go into the Rumble.
Oh, we all agreed. We think
it was a little bit dull.
Yeah, we all agreed that we think out of the two of them, it's Brock that gets screwed rather than Roman, you know, getting dethroned by Seth Rollins.
Yeah, I think Brock is likelier to get screwed because they've put effort into stretching the Roman Reigns title reign out and making it so long and making it feel so epic and important that it would be kind of whack if it ended on just, oh, it's an interference from Brock. That would really suck. And also, I don't really know if I want Jacket Man Seth the Chef as Universal Champion for now.
Yeah, he's getting over now. The crowd reaction on SmackDown is very different than he was a year ago.
He's super over, and the secret by my opinion is I'm just very jealous that he can pull those jackets off and I cannot, which is the basis of my take here. I don't want a man with better fashion taste than me winning the world title from Roman Reigns, who I am much better dressed than, obviously. But yeah, I would say Brock gets screwed maybe by Paul, possibly.
Usos, they're barred from ringside on the other match.
That's right, yeah. He might, the head of the tribal chief table might send them out on a mission.
Their business might come back, and because they've not quite had enough of the ridiculous relationship that they've had there, and like desperately want to get back in Bobby Lashley's good graces. You never know.
Maybe, yeah.
Who knows?
But we think Seth, I think, will put up a valiant fight. I talked about this on the extended preview of the Rumble. Valiant fight, losers, and then him and Owens take the tag titles at Mania from the Usos in my booking, because they're turning into baby faces accidentally.
Yeah, and being really entertaining while they're doing it, because it's almost like you put people with talent in spots where they're doing stuff and it works out.
But yeah, aside from the actual title change, how do you see Lashley versus Lesnar going?
Two big dudes kicking the absolute crap out of each other.
That's good.
I don't think anyone can see anything other than that. Hopefully they give it a bit of time and it's not just like a ridiculous squash or something. I'm not talking like 20 minutes or anything here. I'm talking like 8 or 10 minutes rather than like three. But I think like Lashley, whichever way the finish goes, Lashley needs a really good showing in this, because it's been built up in people's minds for so long now as this thing that sort of never really happened on a grand stage. And if they just sort of had Lesnar run through him or something, it'd just be absolute disgrace to this. They're just going to absolutely beat the crap out of each other, and it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it should be a fireworks show, shouldn't it? It should be like the classic Paul Heyman match layout of just bomb, 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 bomb. I think, and this is a really bold prediction, I think they're going to do a spot they never do in WWE. It's really inventive and creative. I think one of them's going to get speared through the barricade in the timekeeper's area. I'm putting myself on a limb there by saying that, but it'd be cool if they could... I'm not saying they should do this specifically because it's obviously quite dangerous, but do you remember when Braun and Bobby speared each other through the video wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
They should do something like that. Like something ridiculous. Silly. Yeah, something over the top. Like when Drew and Sheamus were fighting up the Thunderdome. Obviously, you can't do that exact thing at the moment. But yeah, I want a fireworks show. I want popcorn, popcorn, popcorn. I want them to grab a headlock.
Brawl out the stadium, and then one of them spears the other one through that big arch that they've got.
There you go.
Like, not through the arch, because that's just, there's nothing there. I mean, literally into one of the pillars and knocks it over. They could, couldn't they?
Yeah.
Both of them could knock over the big arch.
It's a really big arch.
It's a big old arch. This pay-per-view's in a stadium, isn't it? We have to take that into account, maybe. Oh, yeah. What can we destroy here?
The dome at America's Center.
Oh, okay. What? What is that?
I have absolutely no idea.
How many people?
It's where the St. Louis Battlehawks from the XFL play, of course.
Oh, of course. Yeah, they were my favorites.
Them.
What was the capacity? Let's have a look here.
I don't know, actually. I think they've sold about 32,000 tickets, something like that.
For some reason, it doesn't say it.
Weird.
Yeah, strange. I don't know what you could... What do hawks like? I don't know. Worms.
Maybe there's a big tree with a nest in it.
Destroy the tree. That's what we're doing.
Dome at America's Center capacity. Ooh, 66,965, allegedly.
All right.
Well, if they've sold 30,000 tickets for that, it's going to be interesting.
I think they'll probably do the thing where they, like, gimmick half of it or whatever. Yeah. So, but weird. I don't know. Maybe they can...
It looks a big old stadium this year. It's going to be a lot better atmosphere than last year.
Do you think it'll be like, you know, the Rumble previous stadium setups? They've had like the slanted walkway and people come from beneath.
Funny because like it's baseball stadiums though, isn't it? That
yeah, that's true football, actually.
So probably just have a normal setup.
That's true. I don't know what an XFL stadium is. It extreme? It's got some spikes and some fire.
Well, they've hosted the stadium.
Craig Charles is doing special commentary.
They've hosted stadium super trucks, so hopefully. And the Monster Jam.
But one of them has got to enter on a monster truck then.
Yes.
Like the Fiend.
Oh, like imagine the Giant and Hulk, but with themed ones for Brock and Bob.
Oh, who's gone off the roof? Who's the Paul White in this situation?
Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman? comes back as the Yeti. Halloween Havoc, 95.
Do you think, I was thinking about this, I was laying awake thinking about Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, and, to a certain extent, Sammy Guevara and Cody Rhodes last night. With all this talk about that mad cutter spot from Dynamite, a 5-star match, according to Dave Meltzer, and when's he ever got carried away?
never. He's, you know.
It was a great match. It wasn't 5 stars, but it was a great match for me.
Yes.
But do you think, because everyone's like, oh, you know, it's their greatest cutter spot of all time, and everyone's talking about it, do you reckon they're going to be like, right, Seth, you remember when you did the thing with Randy where he step on his back and whoop into the air in WrestleMania and RKO? What if we do that but with a spear? I feel like that's a definitive way to beat him and people to be like, yep, that'd put anyone away. Whoop, boom.
It takes some interesting timing to get a spear in there.
Yeah.
Like an RKO is one thing, but getting back and then into the spear.
Well, we push him in the air, he drops, lands on his feet, he's like, oh, everything's all right. Spears, head off.
That's very offensive.
Let's talk about other matches. We'll come back to the Men's Royal Rumble match. I realize we just sort of mentioned it and then got away from it. We'll come back to that. Becky Lynch defeats Doudrop.
Yeah, Doudrop in this situation feels like a fill-in. Get through the pay-per-view challenger. The kind of title fight they often do at the pay-per-view where it's like, hey.
My mind always goes to Edge Rey Mysterio for that for some reason. I was like, well, Rey's not beating Edge because Edge is the perfect foil for WrestleMania. Yeah.
It's often just a cool match that you can just do and not really have to worry about protecting anyone. Doudrop is a good wrestler. I think they'll have a good match. I think this Becky Lynch character absolutely stinks. I think it's one of the worst things on TV. I know, I like Becky a lot, and so do the crowds, because they still cheer her until she goes...
Just refusing to.
Yeah, like, the only times Becky gets booed is when she goes, your sports team sucks! And then she does a match, and everyone likes it, because she's really good. But this character absolutely stinks, but I think she'll win, because I think, in my head, I've got her and Ronda at WrestleMania, so I think that'll be the path.
Who have you got for Charlotte at WrestleMania just right now?
Chaz Flair. I just like calling her Chaz. I don't know why. Oh, I don't know. I think they'll use someone eliminating her from the Rumble to set her...
Lita!
There you go. She's never been in a Rumble before, according to whoever scripted her promo the other week. So, I think I wouldn't rule Lita out completely, to be honest, but maybe that's what we'll do with Bayley. Why not?
Nice.
I got Bianca.
Yeah, Bianca
just because it's like, well, we were going to give you the Rumble win, but then we got Ronda.
We'll give you Charlotte instead.
So you can have Charlotte, and that would be a mint.
Yeah,
that'd be tremendous.
That would be really good. And they would be two fantastic women's matches.
I'm going to spoil who I think is winning the Men's Royal Rumble. I think I've already mentioned it. But my WrestleMania card has the two main events on the 2 days, Ronda and Becky one day, and obviously Brock and Roman the other day for the Universal Championship. But like... The other side of that is the other two title matches. Bianca Belair versus Charlotte Flair on the same day as Brock and Roman is great. And a main event of Becky and Ronda, which means the show opener is Bobby Lashley versus Big E for the WWE Championship. Like that, nice. You could shove anything you want in the middle of that of that WrestleMania for me. Because
I'd actually like that more than the screw job guy enters the Rumble. Your plan's better.
Yeah. Let's book that, Vince. Easy. Yeah.
There you go.
When are we just going to change Doudrop's name, by the way? Like, as a character.
I came close. I felt like when they started this feud and Becky was like, you know, not to copy an old Triple H promo that really shouldn't be repeated, but someone with your name doesn't get to be world champion effectively. I was like, oh, cool. So she's going to say, well, actually, my name's Paper Nevin.
Oh, you've done it again.
Sorry.
I'm going to call Rabsy Nesbitt on you.
But
Scottish police, Rabsy Nesbitt.
Guardian of all things Haggis.
But I thought they were going to change it, and then they went, no, we're sticking with
it makes zero sense.
Doudrop up in lights.
You see it with a leather jacket on, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's definitely a Doudrop.
Yeah. Doudrop up on their moving graphics that are really good.
Pish name, isn't it? What were they thinking? You could give that name to anyone and like it wouldn't work. Yeah. Like there's not a single person in the world who could make that work.
I genuinely would rather Piper Niven was called Gunther.
Chili McFreeze.
Walter's available now. You may as well.
In other straightforward matches where I think we all agree on who's gonna win, Grit Couple versus It Couple.
Oh yeah. Forgot about that match entirely for some reason. It's I want it to be the It Couple because it'd just be far more entertaining.
They deserve like
it'd
a
be
big
way more entertaining. Maurice has been fantastic through this.
She's the best.
I genuinely thought the main event of Raw this week was the perfect personification of sports entertainment. Presents, a birthday celebration, a tease of, well, I didn't get you this present and it's big enough for two people to stand inside of.
A slam through a present cake table.
Swerve, whereas a brick. got you bastard. Great stuff. They kind of have to give it to the Gritter Couple and not, as I have seen suggested, even on whatculture.com, drag this out till WrestleMania.
Let's get this done. I am very much ready for this.
So we can get to Edge and AJ Styles.
Yeah, I've not really connected with this storyline at all.
No.
It's kind of nice because it's like, oh, they're couples and they're getting to work together and I'm fine with that, I guess. Just get your nice thing over the way so we can get to more entertaining things. However, Maurice has been amazing.
But Miz and Maurice are, and I say this to my wife almost too often, couple goals. Like I've said to her before, that's us, that is. Like, it's not. And she doesn't really appreciate me saying that.
Passing her bricks to people. Yeah.
But I love them. I think they're fantastic. And that charisma that they've got, obviously, you know, they've done reality TV and stuff, so they know how to play up to the cameras. And they've been in this for so long that they know how to do that. But why can't Edge and Beth Phoenix do that? I said to Phil today, they've done those moving graphics. If you haven't seen it, there's one on my Twitter with Seth Rollins just stealing the show, basically.
Yeah.
But they did one because I said, are they going to do it for all the matches? And they have. They've done it for all of them. You know, Brock and Bobby just look like terrifying monsters, Becky Lynch and and then they do it for this. And I said to Phil, they look like two people who've been thrown together to dance as a couple on Strictly Come Dancing.
Edge is like giving her a weird neck massage thing. Yeah. It's like really awkward. It's like, what is this graphic,
but like, some real life couples just don't have good on screen wrestling chemistry, do they? Like you go
Becky Lynch and Seth.
Exactly. You go back to Seth and Becky.
Get him on the ass.
And like, I don't know what what to think of this match, lads, honestly. Like, this Edge character, again, I think the reasons everyone likes it are the reasons I don't. It's very over-the-top dramatic. The stuff with him, like, sitting in the middle of the ring on a chair with a spotlight, cutting a thespian promo. It's not a Shakespeare production, mate. Mm. You're not getting, you know, a theater run out of this. It's pro wrestling. Just be normal, man. Just, you're really good for your age, and like, I like you as a performer, but stop being weird. I don't know, at this grit couple thing, it feels like we're the four series guys because they're the sports entertainment guys, and we're gonna do faces and goon.
It's very, very rare that you go, oh, remember the Saudi Arabia days? That's what I do with Edge.
I've literally never said that in my life.
Edge at the Rumble coming back. That was great. Edge at WrestleMania the first time. Oh no. Then the like greatest wrestling match ever.
Which was good. It was really good.
Cry, but it doesn't really count because it was edited and blah, blah, blah. And then obviously he goes away for a bit and he comes back and he wins the Rumble. And that was great last year. And then it sort of descends into, stop talking about Daniel Bryan, everyone.
Yeah.
But then him and Seth Rollins have this feud and it kind of goes on and on and on. And you're like, okay, get on with it. And then they had this incredible match in Saudi Arabia. And I thought, there, that's what you need. All this grit bollocks, this vein sticking on your forehead. Don't do any of that.
Yeah.
And I get why they're doing this. I think this is the perfect way to keep them busy. And I think it's a nice touch to have this.
It's a good idea for a feud, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, for sure.
But get on with it and then we can get to just a dream match effectively at WrestleMania.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's the thing with Edge is that he's in ridiculous condition for a man of his age. Like, the bumps he took in that Saudi Arabian match were ridiculous. The things this guy does for our entertainment are greatly appreciated. Mm-hmm. And I never want to let that go unsaid. But he's not got a great deal of time left in pro wrestling compared to some people on the roster. So for me, I just want to see those big matches. Absolutely. The feud hasn't been for me. I liked the idea of it at the start, but I'm looking forward to getting his teeth stuck into a WrestleMania program against a serious wrestler like Gangrel.
It's mad when you think about it that like when Edge came back like a couple of years ago and then like everyone was like pitching dream match after dream match after dream match of like Edge versus the New Era guys. And there were so many, and they were all so exciting. And then in, like, what, 2 years, he's feuded with four people?
Yeah, poor guy. Poor guys. A combination.
Welcome back to WWE.
It's a combination of stretching things out in that mental injury he had, isn't it?
One of the people was Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Really didn't need
twice,
to see again.
Pretty much.
One of those was The Miz. Didn't really need to see that.
Come on, guys. Give us, like, I'm with you, 100%.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, before we get to this week's hashtag bloody good quiz, we should conclude by talking about the Men's Royal Rumble match. I would have, as I said, I'd have this open the show just because then you don't have anyone going, oh, maybe it'll be Brock or Roman coming in, because you go, well, they've got a match later. So guess that's out of picture. And there's less pressure, let's say, on a number 30 that may slightly underwhelm if people think it's going to be Brock or Roman, for example. If we're taking them out of the picture, well, first of all, the surprise entrance, let us know your thoughts on potential Forbidden Door entrance and what have you.
But way too high.
Rhino.
I think you might be right.
I think it might be Rhino, like,
because they're like, well, technically we said Forbidden Door, so
he's from Impact, you know who he is.
And he's someone they can obviously, you know, beat like a drum in terms of just getting him in there for 5 minutes and then see you later.
Do a gore. Do the thing.
But yeah, if I don't know, if not Brock or Roman, who would you like to see? Who do you think it's going to be, Phil? And yeah, who do you think some of the surprises are going to be? Because we've literally only got, I mean, Johnny Knoxville, basically, in that field of 22 that is not a regular roster member.
Yeah, well, if Scotty's Too Hot, you can't win it, then...
Oh.
I mean, the next one that my heart immediately goes to is Big E, and just do a reset and give him a great moment at Mania, because there was so much more that we could have done with Big E on top as the champion.
Never won a singles match at WrestleMania, of course.
Yeah. And yeah, it was like the moment when he won it was absolutely incredible, and the sort of fan elation from it and like the goodwill towards it was incredible. And then they just did nothing with that run, like at all. And like to be able to reset that with a Rumble win and then a good solid build up to Mania and then a big win there, I think it'd do a lot to sort of cement his place on the top, which could very easily be done. And then he could be a main eventer for the rest of his career. Because look at him. He's twatting huge and incredibly entertaining. why hasn't he been a main eventer long, long ago? So I'm desperate for that reset and get Big E back up to the top.
A Marco Stunts winning the Royal Rumble. His contract's up soon. You need someone credible, you know, big, burly, strong to beat Roman Reigns as Universal Champion. He's the guy to do it. Beat him in a minute. Piece of piss. Shout out to Marco.
What about surprises in this? You've shot down my pitches of...
I like Marco Stunt, by the way. Yeah. I'll just make that clear. Joking.
Shot down my pitches of Scotty Too Hot and Pat McAfee, for example. There's a pasty bet riding on it.
Corey Graves, he's cleared.
Corey Graves, I suppose we might get a few more added tonight on SmackDown. It's 22 already, and there's only five people from SmackDown confirmed.
Talk of Kurt Angle going around. But are you sure about that one, Curtis? Yeah, are you sure?
Stay sat down, mate.
Yeah. I don't need that.
Who else could it be? X-Pac, he's coming back.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Booker T, he did a match the other day for his little... oh, God, that sounds so condescending. His little promotion. He did one for his home promotion that he runs. Maybe Booker T.
Double J, he was on Raw.
Double J, El Double himself.
Boogs versus Jeff Jarrett with a guitar off in the middle of the ring.
There you go. Except one of them gets cracked with an electric guitar and suffers a horrific concussion. What about Bad Bunny?
Yes.
They randomly promoted his upcoming tour on Raw, didn't they? Might be him.
That's a shout.
He was awesome at WrestleMania, so I'd be up for that. He annoys, like, the right kind of people on Twitter
as
well.
And he also ticks all, but, like, in terms of WWE, you know when they just suddenly go, we want mainstream attention now. Like, they go, don't look at us, we're in Saudi Arabia, don't look at us. Right, it's WrestleMania time. All the celebrities are here. Look at all the celebrities.
And they're apparently planning a top secret celebrity
this year. I read, didn't they give him his nickname? I was telling this to Hamlet yesterday. Didn't they give him like this? Like, we got a code name for the special guest appearance, and it's not Johnny Knoxville, and his code name is Naughty Rabbit or something. Bad Bunny, then, innit?
Yeah, you silly sausages. I'll just say that I don't know who this top secret celebrity person is, but if you go and have a look, Pitbull.
He's going to tag with The Undertaker.
I'll take Pitbull anytime.
Pitbull and The Undertaker versus Bad Bunny and Damien Priest, don't want it.
But I will say, if you go on whatculture.com and look at the news article, top secret celebrity for WrestleMania, Google it, put those words in, the thumbnail of that article will give you a good indication of who it's going to be.
It will indeed.
Curly Watts.
Any final surprises you think we can see?
I mean, The Undertaker is in St. Louis.
I've always said...
Nothing to do with his wife being there, but...
yeah.
I have always said, like... And I know, I've probably said this before about, like, Shawn Michaels with the Saudi thing.
Yeah.
But, like, that can't be his last thing. Because he was like, perfect ending, dream send-off. What's that? Bags of blood money? Come back. And then you go like, oh, it's kind of tainted it. And you're like, okay, just do one more thing, and then I'll remember you for that thing rather than, you know. So Kurt Angle's another name that this sort of applies to. We watch the Survivor Series send-off, and he can't have his... I know he's going to probably have a big send-off at the Hall of Fame or whatever, but in-ring, it cannot be Vince and a load of blokes who just disappeared when Vince came out, and that weird MIDI electricity-themed version of his entrance music.
Yeah.
So maybe, like, gong, chuck someone out of the Rumble and have a squash match at Mania that likes...
I the magic's gone, isn't it? Both? Like,
oh, yeah, this is the thing. Is yeah. I'm a bit
Sami
like
Zayn. Him. Give him Sami Zayn at Mania.
Let Sami beat him.
Let Sami
see if he can take that DDT through the ropes that Sami used to do. It's just that every time I see The Undertaker, it just... I'd never want to be the guy who like plays doctor and goes, you shouldn't be wrestling or whatever, because that's not up for us to decide. It's them. But it's just sad watching him come out even. It's the same with Kurt. Like, watching him come down the ring, and you can tell from his posture and stuff that he's in pain. It's just, leave it alone. Mm. Leave it alone.
Undie. You can get one more match, even if it's like AJ or something, and you just put him against a really solid hand.
For 90 seconds.
Will absolutely not injure him, and we'll get a decent match out of him. Just one more send-off in front of fans, and then that's it forever and ever and ever.
Like,
at least then we stop talking about it, because it's done now. That was the send-off.
Until over. 2 years later, when it's like, The Undertaker's back.
We need the money. Well, this is the thing. Obviously, he had that cinematic match with, and everyone was like, well, that's 10 more years added to his career. He's faced AJ and stuff. Here's the solution in my book. Actually, we should be talking about the Rumble, but still, got a bit off topic here. You do a cinematic match with a good hand, like you say, and someone we'd like to see him face, not just Baron Corbin or whatever. No offense to Happy Corbin.
Hey, you leave my stick buddy alone.
Cesaro.
Yeah, right. Cesaro. And they go cinematic. They spend from now till the WrestleMania shooting it, so you don't have to go like, right, okay, we're doing a 12-hour shoot, and hope your back holds up, pal. Cinematic, shoot all that, right? But the conclusion is, however you want to do it, the match finishes in the ring.
Yeah.
There's your answer. Then you can have effectively a 30-second squash match in ring, preceded by a 10-minute spooky cinematic match. I'm not a fan of it, but I just want a nice... just a small bow on that, because Mr. Worldwide is not how I want to remember this guy.
Go on Google Maps. Is there like a cemetery that's near the WrestleMania stadium? And then they could do the Vampiro thing from WCW, the graveyard match.
Texas Death Match.
But then comes back into the ring. I mean, it worked for WCW, definitely. There was nothing bad about that match at all. It was fantastic. So.
Get Lance in. Texas Death Match with Taker. Jobs are good.
I love you, boys. I love your optimism, but I never want to see The Undertaker doing any kind of physical activity again.
It's fair enough.
Bless him.
Cool. So can't wait for number 30.
Gong. Throws out Big E and Brock Lesnar.
Oh, do you remember that year? We will get to the bloody good business. But do you remember that year where they just went, who's going to be in the Rumble? Everyone. And so it was like Brock Lesnar and Goldberg had a face-off before the Rumble, and you were like, look at this.
The Undertaker.
And then it gong, and you were like, wait a second, what? It was who even won that Rumble?
That was 2016, wasn't it? That was Randy Orton, was it?
Right.
Am I?
Because you had, I think you're right, because you had Roman eliminated Taker, didn't
you? Yeah. Or was this 2017?
I'm going to Google this now.
I think it was the Randy Rumble.
Royal Rumble 20.
While you're doing that, I do actually have a better idea for The Undertaker, so I'll just jump in right here while you're Googling. But I just watched it yesterday. Royal Rumble 2006. Kurt Angle wins at the end. Undertaker comes back on a horse. Bring that back. 100%. And then he shoots lightning out of his fingertips. It hits the top of the like staging thing. And then lightning comes down from that onto the ring. And then the ring explodes and all falls over. Let's just do that again. That was really cool.
Hire the guys that AEW hired to do the air explosion for this as well.
It was 2017. What a rumble this was. Jericho goes an hour. Number 10 in that rumble. Can you remember?
Was it... No, I forgot already.
Ty Dillinger.
Oh, of course. We were like, of course.
Right. And then, Randy Orton won it. Last eliminating Roman Reigns. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Taker was 29, eliminated by Reigns. Goldberg got eliminated by Taker. Brock Lesnar got eliminated by Goldberg. So Brock was 26, Goldberg was 28, Taker was 29, Roman Reigns was 30. Who was number 27? If you remember this, I will give you
It's got to be some goober.
Enzo Amore. I'll go back and watch this.
Was the perfect word.
Anyway, let us know your thoughts ahead of the Rumble on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. And as I said, join myself and Phil Chambers at Saturday night. Not Sunday, Saturday. Put it in the diary. for our Royal Rumble live stream. I cannot bloody wait. And then we'll be sat here, you and I, Phil, at silly o'clock on Sunday morning reviewing it as a podcast. So make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, to get that in your feed as soon as it is released. But enough of all this. It's now time for a
bloody good quiz.
And this week's quiz is brought to you and, in fact, written by one Andrew O'Hara of Kansas City, Missouri, who says, "Hey, guys, I submitted a quiz last year and you all seem to enjoy it, so I thought, why not send some new questions this year? Thanks for using it. I actually had 50 questions written, but I didn't want the podcast to be 7 hours quiz long. I'll be making the road trip to go to the Rumble in St. Louis."
Hello.
St. Louis?
Let's go with St.
Yeah, Missouri.
"I look forward to listening to this on the way. Cheers." Cheers to you, Andrew. Take a sign.
I've not been to a Rumble yet. It's like the one pay-per-view that
It's really on my bucket list.
Well, should we go tomorrow?
Yeah, we can get there. We can still make it, right?
Ask the big lads through the house if they'll let us go. Right. Boys.
But yes, make a sign.
Oh, yeah.
Make a sign, Andrew. Yeah. Please do.
Make a bloody good quiz sign.
And in exchange, I will promote his brilliant Instagram page, sharpdressedvintage.
Hello.
Instagram.com/sharpdressedvintage if you want to go and check that out.
Now.
Clothes and that.
He writes, "I get dressed up and sell t-shirts."
Yeah.
Fair play.
"I'm the shirt and tie vintage guy." Go and check it out. Thank you once again, Andrew, for this.
It's good marketing.
It's very good stuff.
Shout out to Andrew. Good guy.
So, yes. 10 questions all about the Royal Rumble. Shout out your name. Wait for me to come to you. And just remember, it's just for fun.
It is.
Okay.
I mean, you say that, but we know it's not.
Yeah. Well, this lineup of people is just for fun. Sometimes it gets a bit heated in the office. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We've had brawls over this stuff.
Question number one. In 2021... Kane became just the third superstar to enter Rumble in four different decades. Any ideas the other two?
Oh my goodness. That's a hell of a question.
That's not the question. This is just the bonus. This isn't even the question yet.
Oh, wow.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan was one.
Okay, yeah.
Shawn Michaels, the other one.
Oh.
Wow.
In Kane's 20 Royal Rumble matches, who holds the record for eliminating him the most times?
Ooh, interesting.
Is it Big Show, Booker T, Triple H, or Kane himself?
Ooh, Phil, why not? Big Show, just because I've got visuals in my head of the Big Show eliminating him. They're like, big guy versus big guy.
They love that stuff.
No, dear, that's wrong.
No eliminations.
None.
Of the Big Show and Kane.
Sure, I've got a picture of him going over.
Just... solely by tenure, is it Triple H?
Yay!
Hey.
Of course it was.
Yay.
06, 08, and 2010. Booker T and Triple H, the only two to eliminate Kane twice.
How many times has he eliminated himself?
Once.
Once, of course.
More times than the Big Show.
Of course. Running away from Drew Carey, of course.
Yeah.
Including just two instances of multiple people teaming to eliminate Kane, he's been eliminated by 20 different superstars in his career.
Well, he's the devil's favourite demon, isn't he? Not an easy guy to get out of the ring.
That is a great, great fact, that. Yeah. Thank you, Andrew, for this. This is far better than the quiz than I would have written. Okay, question two. Who holds the record for the shortest appearance in a Rumble with an elimination? Is it the Brian Kendrick, MVP, Chelsea Green, or Heath Slater?
Ooh. When you were saying this question, I thought, like, oh, I might actually know this when you say the person, and then it's... So that was a fun story.
Andy, Chelsea Green.
No, dear, that's wrong.
What were the other ones?
The Brian Kendrick, MVP, or Heath Slater?
I'm going to go with the Brian Kendrick.
No, dear, that's wrong.
Montel.
Hey.
Montavious Porter.
Mivip.
He eliminated himself and The Miz in just 7 seconds.
Is he who Triple H's theme song was about?
Question three. Who has the highest average eliminations per appearance in the Men's Royal Rumble? Is it Stone Cold Steve Austin, Brock Lesnar, Hulk Hogan, or Braun Strowman?
Ooh. Andy, Braun Strowman.
So I was going to go for.
Yay!
Hey! Because he eliminated about 50 people in the greatest Royal Rumble, didn't he?
Another great bit of stats, this. Stone Cold has eliminated 36 people in six Rumbles, so an average of six.
Pretty good.
Brock, 24 in four, again, six. Hulk Hogan, 27 in four, that's 6.75.
Hulk Hogan's better than Brock Lesnar.
Braun Strowman.
Facts.
Braun Strowman has eliminated 34 people in just five Rumbles, an average of 6.8.
The average amount of people I throw over walls on my way to work. So shout-outs to Braun.
And also means Braun Strowman is better than Hulk Hogan, so at least we've got that side.
Yeah, yeah. Hulk Hogan's in the Rumble this year.
Oh.
There you go.
Please no.
I heard it from Brutus Beefcake.
Okay, question four. In the short history of the Women's Royal Rumble, which superstar has the most career eliminations? Is it Charlotte Flair, Bianca Belair, Shayna Baszler, or Nia Jax? I believe Nia Jax is also including that bit she spent in the Men's Royal Rumble.
Ooh, Andy. Chaz Flair.
No, dear, that's wrong. Ooh,
seems like the kind of honor
they
give her.
Yeah, that was my immediate thought. But then it's like, she's been champion probably most of the time.
She's been in the most Rumbles. Her and Nia Jax have been the most Rumbles. Three Rumbles they've been in.
What were the other ones?
Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler,
Let's go with Shayna, because she did have a lot in that one, didn't she?
Yay! Hey.
14 in two.
Nice.
Gee whiz.
Almost like when they push us, they should fucking commit to it, innit?
Better than Braun Strowman, that.
What if they did her and Ronda at WrestleMania? That'd be good.
That would be good.
They're like friends and stuff.
They're never going to, but that would be good.
No, they won't.
And she's certainly not doing Shayna's not doing the Elimination Chamber run she did all those years ago, not only because of the terrible booking they've done with her, because it's in Saudi Arabia. Question five.
And we're never going to get the Four Horsewomen versus the Four Horsewomen.
Nope. Well.
The things they could have done.
Question five. 2-1 to Andy, I believe.
I don't know.
Something like that.
Yes. Let's go with that, because that means I'm winning.
Okay. A great question, this. Vince McMahon holds the record for winning the Royal Rumble with the least eliminations by eliminating just one entrant, Stone Cold, in the 1999 Royal Rumble. But who holds the record for least eliminations to win two Rumbles?
Oh, wow.
Is it Triple H, Edge, John Cena, or Batista?
Wow. There's no way that Triple H is going to go.
Ooh, Batista.
No, dear, that's wrong.
We got Triple H, John Cena, and...
Edge.
Edge! That's my answer.
Edge!
Between those two for me.
Yeah.
Edge!
Five eliminations to win two Rumbles. Two in 2010, three in 2021.
He's too busy doing facial expressions.
Baffing about with Orton last year, wasn't he?
Veins and stuff.
Triple H took eight eliminations, as did John Cena. Batista took nine.
Wow.
Well, Dave, good job.
Check him out.
Right, that's the halfway point. 3-1 to Andy Murray.
If you say so.
What future Royal Rumble winner, multi-time world champion, and Hall of Famer drew number one in the very first Royal Rumble? Was it Hulk Hogan, Shawn Michaels, Randy Savage, or Bret Hart?
Goodness, I genuinely have no idea. I'm going to go with Bret Hart.
Yay!
Young and sprightly.
Yeah. I thought it was Bret or Shawn, and I couldn't really remember, but was Shawn even in the first one? Shawn
can't remember. Was. I've not watched that match in about 15 years. Like, that's not true, but a long time.
3-2? Yeah.
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 Question seven. Among those who have competed in at least five Royal Rumbles, who has the lowest average time per Rumble? Is it?
Wait, say that again?
You have to compete in at least five Rumbles.
Okay.
And then they add all your time up. Average time per Rumble. Is it? Listen to this list. Farouk, The Great Khali, R-Truth, or Santino Marella?
Ooh.
Andy, the great Kali.
Ah, that's what I was going to say.
He's just too ungainly to have in the ring for any length
of
time.
They do a bit of a spot with him, they get out, and that's about it.
You put him in the ring, there's no room for anyone else.
Come out, he gets kissed.
I love that when they were like, remember when Beth Phoenix was in the Rumble and she eliminated Great Khali? And I was like, how did she do that again? Show how she did that again. Oh, okay, here she comes and there falls Great Khali out of the ring. I feel like there was something in the middle there that might have been edited out, but guess not.
Remember the kiss cam? That was a whole thing, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Word.
Love wrestling.
What a time.
2 minutes and 19 seconds is average time in a Rumble.
What a buffoon.
Farouk. What is average time in matches in general?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it won't be much longer.
Let's not forget when he came back and won the world title in that Punjabi prison match. I think Jinder Mahal was involved in it somehow.
That ruled so much. I love the great Khali. He's great.
Farouk has an average of 2.5 minutes. R-Truth, 4.5 minutes. Santino Marella, 3 minutes and 21 seconds. Remember that time when we thought he might win the Rumble? Was that the 40-man Rumble as well?
It was incredible.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, cool, so we're just doing 40 people now. And then next year, they're like, well, enough of that bollocks. We're not doing that again.
That and the Elimination Chamber. Incredible moments.
They were great. Because you were like, do I want this to happen?
Is this a thing? Like, my God, I want this to happen. Just for the chaos.
I love chaos.
Right, what question are we on? 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll say 8.
Sure.
Yep. Say 8, and it's 4-2 to Andy. Three questions to go, so all to play for.
Heating up.
Okay. For those who have appeared in 10 or more Rumble matches,
woof,
who has the fewest eliminations? Is it The Miz, Dolph Ziggler, Kofi Kingston, or Goldust?
Phil, I'm never not going to say Dolph Ziggler in these situations.
No, dear, that's wrong.
That is such a Dolph Ziggler record, isn't it?
10 eliminations in 14 Rumbles.
Wow.
So this should be his 15th. That's how Matt's
not very
works.
Efficient, is he? Not very efficient, no. Ziggles.
I think he'd learn after 14 bloody Rumbles.
Exactly. You've had enough practice, man.
Miz, Kingston, or Goldust?
It's funniest if it's The Miz. So I'm going for The Miz.
Yay!
Hey! 13 Rumbles he's been in.
I feel like this.
How many eliminations has he got?
Oh, God.
9.
3.
You're both too high. It's too bad.
2.
2 eliminations.
2 eliminations.
13 Rumbles, according to Andrew.
What a waster. Oh,
what a record.
I could do better than that. Gee whiz.
I could do better than that. And on SmackDown 2 Know Your Role, I once got eliminated as The Undertaker by Lita.
Yeah. That game was
I hit
so
with
good.
3 last rides, and she just went, you know, and they just go like reverse. Yeah. Out you go. And I was like, cool, guess it's Lita going to the main event of WrestleMania.
You could last ride people out of the ring in that game. Yes. It was awesome. Take that, Lita.
Or the one where they, you know, when they're normally where they, I forget what the bloody move's called, you know, when they sort of slingshot someone into the...
Yes.
Yeah.
You just did that towards the ropes if you were like...
They just went off.
Right. I think you've won.
Yeah.
This is question 9, isn't it? It's 5-2.
Too bad.
Okay. A couple of great questions to finish up here. Question 9. How many superstars from the UK have been in the Royal Rumble? Is it 8, 9, 10, or 11? And be aware, I didn't write this question.
I'm not going to try and count them, but Andy, 11.
Yay!
I just plucked that out of the air.
Name them.
All right.
Or you lose all your points.
Pugh, Barney McGrew, Cuthbert, Dibble, Grubb, Tony Bone, Frank Bastard.
I think you could get at least half of this list. James. Just you two. Oh, he's not included as a UK person.
Oh, he's
Irish, isn't he?
Southern Ireland. All right, screw that.
Pete Dunne.
Drew.
Drew?
Drew, yeah. Pete Dunne.
Pete Dunne, yeah.
Bill Regal.
Yeah.
It's not my car! Davey Boy Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your best friend, Wade Barrett.
Indeed.
Wade Barrett. What was that impression?
Are we doing women? Becky Lynch? Oh, no, not Becky Lynch. No. Has Piper been in one? Doudrop, has she been in one yet?
No.
No? Huh?
Nikki Cross.
Nikki Cross has been in one.
Kaylee Ray?
Kaylee Ray hasn't. Oh. She deserves to be. Mm. I really hope she wins the world title on NXT. Yeah. Dubai.
Dave Taylor.
Dave Taylor, no. I'll run you through them now. One, two.
Oh, is he still Southern? Why am I just naming
He's Irish.
This is what confused me. Finlay is on this list.
Ah, maybe he's Northern Ireland.
Oh, is he Northern Ireland? Oh, yeah, he's the Belfast Bruiser, brawler. Yeah, of course. Sorry, everyone who lives in the Republic and Northern Ireland is currently...
To be honest, they still tune in after every week on Raw, I say, Kevin Patrick, then they deserve everything they get.
Humble apologies.
Yes, indeed.
Around the yeah, we're stupid.
Davey Boy Smith, Jack Gallagher, Neville, Neville, Pete Dunne, Wade Barrett, William Regal, Finlay, Drew McIntyre, Nicky Cross, Mason Ryan.
Hey.
Remember Welsh, him? Wasn't he?
Welsh, yeah. Batista.
Mixed with Pollard.
And Tegan Knox.
Of course.
What WCPW people in there.
Oh, man.
Or are we going to do a counter? Can we do a counter?
100%. Although I don't think it's going to be as big as it has been in previous years.
Cool, you've sacked a lot of those people. Right, final question. Just for fun, this. Because I can't remember what the score is as well.
12-1.
Okay.
Normally, we're running a bit late today, but normally I would allow your phone to phone a friend on this one for a specific reason. You'll realise why as I read this question out. 6 of the 7 continents have been represented in the Royal Rumble. No one from Antarctica yet.
Yet. So you're saying there's a chance.
Ezekiel Jackson has been, to date, the only South American entrant. Country is he from?
Ooh.
Is it Brazil, Argentina, Guyana, or, I'm really sorry if I've butchered this, is it Suriname?
Suriname, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Ooh. Is he
I would
from?
Let you normally call Ben Roy because he's obviously got fandom for Ezekiel Jackson that matches almost
it's no his one favorite ECW champion ever.
I guarantee you, if I'm going to send in this question when we finish, and I would bet my house that he gets it right without even Googling it.
Oh, yeah. What was the
I almost
third
said
one?
What the that country one. Was there and just given it away.
What was the third one? I want that one.
Brazil, Argentina, Guyana.
You're going That's the right answer, I think.
Yay!
It is Guyana.
Phil's won the quiz.
Oh, is he the only South American? I guess they don't have, because Mexico isn't South America, is it?
Central, yeah. Like, North.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Rose.
Who else is there from South America?
Yeah, like, it's weird, like, countries the size of Brazil haven't produced, like, an abundance of pro wrestlers.
Yeah.
Unless Ty Conti was never in a Rumble while she was there.
No. Yeah.
Crazy.
I very nearly said, wasn't your man from the Nexus from South Africa? But the clue's in the title there that that's not in South America, Adam.
I think the key lesson from today's podcast is that all of us should probably have listened to geography.
Yeah. Go home and buy a globe.
Yeah. Got an A at geography A level.
You've got a globe in your house that you keep boozing as well. So you know about countries.
But yeah, I did geography.
Just need which country to lift up to reveal booze.
I was mint at geography at school. I still, on a map now, couldn't tell you where, like, places are in the UK. Not a chance. Tell you about, like, caves and stuff.
Stalactites and stalagmites.
All over that. Now, Andrew, actually, should we do a little bonus question here? Because he gave us 15 very kindly.
Keep it going.
I just wanted to do one more because I thought this was a fascinating fact as well. How many countries have been represented in Royal Rumble history? He says, real origins, not gimmicks. Parts unknown doesn't count. Is it 17, 21, 28, or 33?
Ooh. Good grief. The second one. B. Phil. B. B.
21.
No, dear, that's wrong.
17, 28, or 33, Andy?
For the 33.
Go big or go home.
There you go. Go big show.
No, dear, that's wrong.
Let's go.
28.
28.
That's still quite a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a very impressive
name.
Eritrea.
U.S. Hang on.
And God bless the United States.
And then 27 others. Don't matter.
Republic of Ireland, we know.
Yeah.
Australia.
You got a journalism for that? You got to be joking me.
Oh, wow. Who are they?
Don't. Still too soon.
They turned it down, didn't they, this year?
I don't know. He's reported on that, and I'm still torn. Like, I would have died. I'd have died if dropped right on the night. But at the same time, screw WWE for what they did to him. Good, yeah. You go off and be. How many bloody champions do they want in this women's title match? 24/7 Impact, SmackDown. Maybe some others.
Do you reckon?
Got tag champs or maybe the tag champs?
Do you reckon they're going to let Mickie James come down with her belt?
I really hope so.
The Rumble. Well, I don't think they are. I think,
do you know my answer is dependent upon how long she's in the Rumble.
See, yeah.
I bring out your belt, knock a minute off. Knock a minute off right now.
I think she's going to be in there for about a minute and a half, and they're just going to go, bye. Yeah.
Natalya's breaking a record as well, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
It's like 8 seconds that Liv Morgan's in. That's like... I was saying, Hamlet said, yeah, knock it down to like 3. I was like, whoa, let's not burn it too quickly. Because remember how they were we'll let Titus do it 1 year, and then he botched getting eliminated.
Yeah.
And they went, oh, well, guess that doesn't count. So let's knock it down to 5 seconds. Then you got a bit of wiggle room, because 1.7 or whatever it is for Santino is... It's a lot of work. Yeah. So
she'll do one of her little letters on Twitter.
Oh, good. Well, congratulations to you, Andy Murray. You are the winner of this week's Royal Rumble quiz. Thank you once again to the brilliant Andrew O'Hara for suggesting that. Shop.dress.vintage on Instagram if you want to go and support him as well for that. And as I mentioned, if you want to hear more previewing of the Royal Rumble match, you can check out the podcast myself and Hamlet did yesterday. What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, you can let us know your thoughts ahead of the Royal Rumble on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, you can follow all three of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for HA!
You can follow Phil Chambers at
Phil My Chambers.
And you can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE, as I said. And make sure you join myself and Phil Chambers Saturday night on our YouTube channel from midnight, I believe, for our Royal Rumble live stream. But this has been Wrestle Culture. My thanks to Andy Murray. Thanks to Phil Chambers. Thanks to you for joining us. Enjoy the Rumble, and we will see you soon. Live studio audience.
Wrestling.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.